Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kim Stackhouse Lawson of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Back with Kim in just a moment.
I'm Todd Lamb. In the Secret Service, I learned it's important to have a plan. That's what's missing in Oklahoma. I have a plan. As governor, I'll be ready to take action and get results on day one.
Todd Lamb's plan. Direct a minimum of 65% of our education dollars to the classroom to improve education and help our kids. Reform our budget process and hold unelected bureaucrats accountable by implementing zero-based budgeting. And work with President Trump to create jobs while diversifying Oklahoma's economy.
I took an oath in the Secret Service to step in the line of fire to protect the president, our republic, and all that America stands for. As governor, I'll fight just as hard to turn Oklahoma around.
Read the details of Todd Lamb's action plan at VoteToddLamb.com. Todd Lamb, a proven pro-life conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb, for governor. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
The chairman for the next year for the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef is Kim Stackhouse Lawson, who says that cattle producers and their efforts to do the right thing down on the ranch, very important to the success of the roundtable. She says things like the Beef Quality Assurance Program can be used to show how cattle producers are doing the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that sustainability when it relates to beef production is just who cattle ranchers are, and it a community of individuals who really care about what they do every day, and their priority is really to pass their operations down to their children and grandchildren. And that's an incredible story to tell. And I think that really what we are trying to do here in the roundtable is to elevate those wonderful everyday efforts that our customers want to hear about in an avenue that is loud enough to kind of tell the story. And what I mean by that is when you break down this roundtable, there's 110 members, and we have some incredible members from a brand recognition perspective that can really elevate that story in a more meaningful and impactful way.
And right now, the priorities of the roundtable being put up for public comment on their website.
We're focused right now on getting through this public comment period. It's been a tremendous amount of work to get the material really up and available. We need to listen through this comment period. And I don't think it's just listening from outside of the industry. This is an incredible opportunity for producers across the country to look at what we've done kind of behind the scenes and to get in there and impact it, change it, make it meaningful for you, make it practical for you, help us learn.
There are groups, there are individual cattle producers who are very suspicious of all this and having environmental groups in the room and folks that they believe are not in it for the well-being of cattle producers. How do you respond to them?
It's a great question, and I think that I was one of those suspicious individuals at first, too. And I grew up in California where arrows are shot pretty frequently. It's frustrating and hard sometimes to move forward in those sorts of environments. But in this environment, we've been able to create a dialogue, a narrative of understanding. And I think there's been tremendous learning that has come actually from the educators actually being the producers and helping some who we may have thought were extremely adversarial to us really understand what we do in the beef value chain. Those people have been willing to listen. So my suggestion back to those suspicious producers would be willing to listen to. And listening doesn't mean you have to agree, and it actually doesn't mean you need to change anything that you're doing. It's just being open to the conversation.
Kim Stackhouse Lawson of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.